I had heard of the Mekong long before I learned to dive. And over the years, she's been a big part of my life. She has taught many young divers of the ways of the sea. She has given up her secrets from the past to men like me. Started out her life as a high-class sailing yacht. She weighed 900 tons and could steam at 16 knots. She became HMS Mekong in 1915 with six Admiralty trawlers for her consorts out at sea. Of a storm, the Mekong met her resting place. She struck rocks and drove ashore, neath Gristhorpe Wyke's steep face. And distress guns they were fired, the lifeboat could not put to sea. But the rocket crew braved the storm and hurried to the scene. And they launched her life. And they set up a breeches buoy to take off any survivors, young men in their prime, were hauled ashore. They were taken to a farm, knowing two men had lost their lives. Fireman Chapilo and Davis, Johnny wept beside the fire. And after a full roll call, they found another man had died. Able Seaman Piper was lost into the tide. His bed. He quickly pulled his clothing on and ran upon the decks, and the waves they swept him from his feet into the raging spray. Though he shouted to his comrades, no one heard him in the fray. Throw me a line! The cruel sea will take me. It can't be my time to go. In the name of God, throw me a line. When I was 20, my uncle took me to the wreck for my first dive. In the gloom I saw a sailor, his eyes staring and wide. He was waving in the water, his hair floating with the tide. And to this day I often lay awake and hear his cries. Throw me a line. The cruel sea will take me. It can't be my time to go. In the name of God, throw me a line. So if you feel drawn to the coastline when the waves are strong and high, then stand upon the scarred and rugged cliffs at Gristhorpe Wyke. From the remnants of the wreck, where she lies. You may hear a young man calling to his comrades on the tide.